Today's daf is Tamid Daf Chav Ches, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and for Moshe Ben Esther Adol Liba. So we're still at the beginning of Mesechtes Tamid, and Mesechtes Tamid, as we mentioned, deals with the Tamid that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Every single day, Tamidim Kisidron, there was Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And Mesechtes Tamid, the Mishnayos, and the little bit of Gemara that we have deals with what took place, Tamid, in the Beis HaMikdash. The Iker of the first 2.5 Tafin of Mesechta dealt with the mitzvah of Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, the Gemara continues. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Mesechtes Midos. Ish HaRabayis Hoy Mechazer Al Kol Mishmar U'Mishmar. So every morning there was a vekar. There was a Koyein. He was called the Ish HaRabayis. His job was to make sure that everybody was awake bright and early to do the avodah. Avukos dolkos lefanav, and there were lights in front of him. Sounds like he himself wasn't holding them, but other people were holding these lights on his behalf. V'chol mishmar she'eino oymed, and he would go through the pass by the koyanim, and any koyin that was not getting up properly, how would he know if a koyin wasn't getting up? Obviously, ishar bayis shalom alecha, he would tell him shalom alecha. If the person didn't respond, nikra shu yashin, that meant that he was sleeping. So what would he do? Chayftei b'maklei, old school. He would hit him with a stick. Or shus hoyslei lisrif es ksusa, even had permission to burn his begadim if he wanted. Hey moimrim, and people would say makoil ba'azara, meaning this Koyein is being hit, his clothing is being burnt. Obviously, it was causing a little bit of a commotion. So people would start wondering out loud, what's this noise? Oh, call Ben Levi like it. Must be, this is the noise of a Ben Levi who's being punished because of Nisrafim, and his clothing is being burnt. He must have overslept. They once saw my uncle, my mother's brother, Yashin, the Sarfu as Ksusai. So this isn't just a hypothetical Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, whose Mishnasai is Kavanaki, everything he said is Oiskalten. He said, I'm telling you, true story, my uncle was once the beneficiary of this kind of treatment. Amar Rabbi Chiya Barab, Kimat Rabbi Yechon, Mamasitz, Rabbi Yechon would come to this Mishnah, Amar Hachi, he would say as follows, Ashreyim Rishayim, praised were the Rishayim, meaning these Kohanim who were punished for oversleeping. Sha'afilu al oyneshina oysundin. At the end of the day, when a person oversleeps, to a degree he's an oynes, and yet they were punished. Sha'loy al oyneshina alachas kama v'kama. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan thought that it's a good thing to be punished for your averis, because it sets you straight. Like this, you have to be focused, and you don't make this mistake again. It sounds like the Kohanim had a pretty good incentive not to sleep in, and to make sure that when the Vekar came around, they were up and ready, they already toiled in the mikveh, and they needed to do what they needed to do. So instead of Rabbi Yochanan commenting and saying, this is what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, what they hit a person, they burnt his clothing. No, Ashreyim L'Rishayim, he thought it was a good thing, because this kind of toichacha actually sets a person straight. And on that note, the Gemara digresses. Tanya, Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi said, Ezi derech shorosh, yavad l'yadam, yeah, esat toichacha, if you want a good rule to live your life with, a person should love toichacha. Because when you love toichacha, you end up doing what you're supposed to do. So even though teichacha is not gishmak, but someone that's oyeves ha-teichacha, it's actually a good thing. And then Rebbe continued. He said, because as when there's teichacha in the world, she calls matcha teichacha is ba'olam nachas ruach ba'olam. Teichacha brings nachas ruach. Toiva ubracha ba'in la'olam. Teichacha brings toiva ubracha. V'ra mistalekes min olam. And it makes ra go away. Sheneba, how do you know this? The pasuk says in Mishlei, v'lamoichichim yinam, on behalf of people that give Musar Yinam, as in Hine Matoivu Manoim. So Ni'imus comes as a result of Musar, Va'aleim Tovoi Birchas Toiv. And not just that, because of them, you end up having Birchas Toiv. Some say, Ezahu Derech Yeshara Sheyavalo Ya'adam Yachzik Ve'amuni Yaseira. A person should be overly honest. Shanema, as the Pasuk says, a Pasuk in Tehillim, Einai Benemne Eretz. A person should be noisev and noisev ve'emuna, but not just be'emuna. Be'emuna yisera, that's the derech yishara sheyavalo ya'adam. Amar Rav Shulman Achmeni, Amar Rav Yoinesim, kol amichichas chaveh l'shem shamayim. If somebody gives musr to his friend, l'shem shamayim, zoicha l'chelko yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His reward is going to be that he's going to be together with Hashem. as the pasuk says, this is another pasuk, also in Mishlei, Meichiach Adam Acharei. If somebody gives Musa to somebody else, he's going to be together with me, says Hashem. And not just that, Elo Shemoishchen Olav Chut Shal Chesed. That when someone gives Musa, he's blessed with a certain chen. He has a certain charm. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Chen Yimtza Mimachalik Lashon. That a person that gives, the end of that pasuk, Meichiach Adam Acharei. If a person gives Musa, says Hashem, Acharei. Not just that, chem yimtza, he's going to be noisachain in the eyes of people. Mimachalik loshein, he'll be more noisachain than someone that flatters somebody else. What was Shlomo HaMelech saying in his great wisdom? Usually, if you flatter somebody, so you would think, oh, he walks around saying such nice things about everybody, singing their praise. So that person is noisachain be'eni abrius. The guy that walks around giving mussar, nobody likes. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Just the opposite. Mechiach adam acharei. You're together with me, says Hashem. Meaning, chen yimtza, you'll be more noisa chen mi machalik lashon than the machalik lashon. Either way, so a little bit of Gemara as it relates to giving mussar. Why are we talking about teichacha here, mesechtes tamid, daf chav ches amar aleph? Because we mentioned the teichacha that the veker used to give the kohanim that slept in. And Rabbi Yochanan commented, he said, ashreyem l'rishoinim, sha'afilu al oineshina, oisindin, and from Shaloy Aloy Neshina Alachas Kama V'Kama, and the Gemara digressed to talk a little bit about the milas of Teichacha. And you would think that when you hear of an episode of Teichacha, it's a bad thing. Just the opposite. V'la meichichim yinam v'aleim tovei birchas toiv meichiach adam acharei chen yimtza mimach liklashen. Either way, we talked a lot about the idea of Teichacha not so long ago. Mesechtes Eirichin. The Mishnah continued and said, "Matzah na'o yodua nishu roitzel litrei mesamizbech." So, what was the first avoida that was done in the Beis Hamikdash? So again, Masechtes Tamid talks about the avoida that was done Tamid. So, this is not the avoida in Yom Kippur. Mirrors some of the Mishnayos in Masechtes Yuma, but we're dealing with the Tamid avoida. So, what was the first avoida that was done every day? The first avoida was the Chumas Hadasha. Freit the Gemara Kash. Hagu for Kash. Amid, it said, Mishu roitzel litrei mesbech, mashkim v'toyv elatshel yoveh amamono. The Mishnah said that if somebody wanted to do Chumas Hadasha, he should wake up early and he should try to do the Chumas Hadasha. Alma, what do you see from there? La b'payis talya milsa. That anyone that wanted to do the Chumas Hadasha had the right to do it. V'hada tani. And then it says, when it came time to do the Chumas Hadasha, yoveh v'yifayis. They made a goyro. Alma b'payis talya milsa. It's just a stira minei obey in the Mishnah. On the one hand, the Mishnah seems to be saying that the way that the Chumas Hadeshen was done, that anybody that wanted to do it was able to do it. Right, what the Mishnah say? I'm reading from the Mishnah, Chavav and Aleph. Mishu writes a litrim is hamizbeach, mashkim v'toivel, ad shalayov ha-mamuna. Wake up early, go to the mikvah, before the mamuna comes, you can do it. And then it says, Misha toval, anyone that toivel, yovoy v'yafis, he now participated in the goyrel, he fisu. They made a gairel, and Misha Zacha, Zachalai, and whoever was Zaycha was the one that was Zaycha. And the Gemara thinks that it's a stira. Because here it's mashma, anyone that wants to do the Chumas Hadeshen has the right to do the Chumas Hadeshen. Then it sounds like you had to win the lottery. Agufa Kashi, again, Amrit Nishu writes a Lucha Mesamazbech, Mashma Tavilach, Yavai Mamuna, Amalavi Pais Talia Milsa. Vahadatani, Yavai Viafayas, Amalavi Pais Talia Milsa, Amarabayas, Abayas Alekasha, Kan Koidim Takono, Kan Laacha Takono. There was actually a before and after in terms of how the Chumas Hadeshen was decided. At Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. This is a well-known Mishnah, a Mishnah Mesechtes Yuma. Davchav Beis Amar Aleph. Barishayna, it used to be, in the olden days, Kol Misha Reitzel Litrim Samizbech, anyone that wanted to do the Chumas Hadeshen, Tayre, he was able to do it. Bizman Shem Yerubim. What if many people wanted to do the Chumas Hadeshen? So there was a race. Rotzen Va'olim B'Kevesh. They would run up the Kevesh. Kolakoydim Eschaveroi B'toich Arba Amoy Zocho. And the finish line was four amos before the top of the kevesh. So whoever got there first, he was aicha. He was the one that got to do the Chumas Hadeshen. What if it was a tie? What if two people got there at the same time? There was a mamuna, and he would say hatzpiu. Let's make a goyro. Umahe moitzi and achos eshnayim. One finger, two fingers. They moitzi and make there's no thumbs. Ma'isa, there was a story where Beis Hayu Shavim. Rots and Baila Bakavish, there were two people. It was a very close race. V'dochav echem emes chaveri. One person pushed his friend. V'nishberil ragloi. And he broke his foot. Shiro bez and shayubon le desakana. When the chachamim saw that this wasn't so smart, because it was commonly desakana, his skinu, they made a takana. Shilo yehu tormin es hamizbech elav apayas. Then not whoever gets there first, if there's a pie maker girl. It's always going to be with a girl. No running, no chasing. The way it would be decided who would get to do the Trumas Hadeshen would be al yedei girl. Either way, what do you see from here? There was a before and after. Bari Shaina, whoever got there first, he was the one that got to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Then they changed the rules. Then they decided, no, it's going to be done with the girl. So the Mishnah that says first, that if somebody wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen, Mishu writes a Lichem, Isamis Bech, Mashkin, the Toivil, Achlo Yavayam Amunah, that's Barishayna. That's in the olden days. Doesn't say anything about a Goyro. The next line of the Mishnah that says, Misha Taval, Yavay, the office, that's referring to after they already made the Takana. That's the first Eretz. Rav says a different Eretz. Idi Bidi Lach Takana. The entire Mishnah is after the Takana that was mentioned in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Yuma. V'hachi Tami, then how is it that you reconcile this apparent contradiction, literally one line to the next line? Mishu writes it, the way you read the Mishnah is, the way we read the Mishnah when we learned the Mishnah together, and that is that if somebody wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen, he had to be ready. Ready for what? Not to do the Trumas Hadeshen, you still have to win the Goyro. But if you want to enter the Goyro, you need to be prepared. So you'd have to go to the mikvah. You'd have to be prepared for when the Mamuna comes to make the Goyro. And then, hopefully, for your sake, it's going to work out that you'll be the one to do the Trumas Hadeshen. But Enochinami, the Mishnah, doesn't mean that just because you wanted to do it, you can wake up early, go to the mikvah, and necessarily be the one to do it. Either way. So the first Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was clearly the Trumas Hadeshen, Zok de Mishnah Vayter, not Allah Sam Avteach. So we're returning now to this Kohen that was Mimono. He took the key, Upasach es HaPishpash, and he opened up the Pishpash. The Pishpash was the small door that was next to the large gate that was in the Beis HaMoikid. So the Beis HaMoikid was attached to the Azara, and one of the Sha'ari Azara, how many gates to the Azara were there? Five or seven or eight, but depending on Market Islay or Market Islay, there was a gate that went from the Beis HaMoikid directly into the Azara. That was a big gate. It made a lot of noise when you opened up that gate. That gate would eventually be opened. In the morning, when the Kehanim was starting to do the Avodah, they would open up that gate. But they weren't ready to do the Avodah yet. The Vekar still has to make sure that everything is in place and everybody's up and then ready to start doing the Avodah. So instead of opening up the big gate, which would make a big commotion, there was a small door next to the gate, and that's how he entered the Azara. So this Mamun is going to enter the Azara now. Not Al Samavteach, he takes the key, it was locked. He entered from the Beis HaMoikid into the Azara. V'nichnesu ha-Kehanim achrav, and the Kehanim that followed him along. U'shtei avukos shalar b'yodam. And the Kehanim were holding two avukos of art, so two torches. Nechlekul l'shtei kitos. And then they split into two groups. Each group had a koyein that was leading the pack with this torch. Eilu mahalchem b'achsadu derech mizrach, ve'eilu mahalchem b'achsadu derech ma'ariv. And they all were walking derech the achsadu. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. One was going east, the other one was going west. And they were going to inspect. So it doesn't say what they were inspecting, but what they were inspecting was to make sure the kelim were in place, that everything was in order, because there's a big day is coming. They're going to be doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Until they came to the lishka, the room where they used to prepare the chavitim. Every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol had to bring a carbon. His carbon was a carbon mincha. It was known as the minchas chavitim. So they went to inspect and check to make sure the chavitim, they were already working in the kitchen and they were preparing the chavitim. So again, one group is going east, the other group is going west. At some point, they met up with each other. When they came to each other, Amru, they would say, everything was choreographed, even the way they spoke. Shalom hakol shalom. Assuming everything was okay, that's what they would say. Hemidu oisei chavitim, lasois chavitim. And then they would say, we woke up the oisei chavitim to start preparing the chavitim. Mi shezocho litroi mesamizbech. The kind that was zoich, he won the lottery. He's the one that's going to do the Trumas Hadeshim. Who Yitroim? He did the Trumas Hadeshim. He no imrim loy. And the other Kehanim would tell him, Hevi zoir shaloi tiga bekli, ad shetekadeh shedech braglach menakir. Now, to do the Trumas Hadeshim, he needed a shovel, right? It was done with a shovel. So they would tell him, don't touch the shovel. It's a cliche race. You have to first go to the kiyar, and you have to be mekadesh your yadayim and raglayim. Now the truth is, there's no halacha that says you have to be mekadesh your yadayim and your raglayim from the kiyar in order to touch the cliche race. There is a halacha that you weren't allowed to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash without kiddush yadayim and raglayim. That's a big deal. There was a kiyar, for a reason. It was meant to purify the hands and the feet of the Kohanim before they did the Avodah. But this was like a harchaka. They didn't want him to do the Trumas Hadash without Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from the Kiyur. So they told him, even more than that, have Yizor Shalai Tiga B'Kli Ad Shetekadish Yadayim Raglayim in HaKiyur. They told him, V'Hareya Machten Esudu B'Mekzoy. By the way, this is your first time doing the Trumas Hadash? Maybe. So they said that, so you want to know where the shovel is? It's in the corner, Bein HaKevish L'Mizbeach, between the ramp and the Mizbeach, B'Marav Yishol Kevish, on the western side of the Kevish. Okay, has to know where to find the shovel. Ain't Adam Nichnasimai. Nobody entered with him, because that area where the shovel was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And the halacha was that even a Kohen wasn't allowed to go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach unless he was going there for the purpose of Avodah. There's one Kohen that's doing the Avodah now. This is the first Avodah. No one's doing any Avodahs yet. This Kohen is doing the Trumas Hadashen. He has to go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which is a place you're allowed to go to. It's not the Heichal. It's not the Kodesh HaKadoshim that you can only go on Yom Kippur, B'zoisi Aveh Aaron El HaKodesh. But there are rules. You're going very close to the Kodesh HaPnima. So even that area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, you can only go if you had to do Avodah. Only this Kohen's doing the Avodah, so Ein Adam Nichnasimai. So nobody was allowed to go with him. Not just that, he didn't hold the candle. Because there were fires still burning on the Mizbeach. And he was close enough to the Mizbeach. I mean, he was going literally by the Mizbeach that he didn't need to hold an ark. The Eish of the Marocha was knocking, and as a result, he didn't need any light. Like how you write Isa, nobody saw him. But like how you shame in his Kaila. And they didn't even hear him. Until he used the kir. When he used the kir, so there was a patent that Ben Cotton had made for the kir. The purpose of that patent was to make sure that the water of the kir wouldn't become pasulbalina, as the Gemara discusses in great detail in the second parak of Masechtas Zvachim. But either way, that made noise. The Hinoimrim, and when they heard the noise of the Kiyar, they said, Higiyah Eis. Again, very choreographed. That's what they would say. Higiyah Eis, the time has come. The Avod is starting in the base of Mikdash. The Kohen is starting to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Kiddush Yad V'Raglav Manakir. Okay, he did what he had to do. He was Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav. He took this Machta, the shovel that was made out of silver. All the Rishon Zecher went to the top of his Vechpinas, Gecholim Eilach Veilach. And he moved the Gecholim, the coals, a little this way, a little that way. Chosa Es Ham Me'ukolay Sapanimiyos. And when he did the Trumas Hadeshen, he's taking just one shovelful, but he took it from the Gecholim that were very, very burnt. Yorad. He then went down the ramp. He gave the ritzpah, came to the ritzpah zazor. Hafach panot of tzafoin. He turned towards tzafoin. Hoylech b'mizrach shal kevesh. Walking on the mizrach side of the kevesh. Ke'eser amis. He walked approximately 10 amis. Ke'eser amis. Tzobres ha'gecholm ha'gav ritzpah. Then he put the gecholm on the floor. Rachayk min ha'kevesh lo shetvachim. So he walked 10 amis, but he put the three tvachim away from the kevesh, very close to the kevesh. Three tefachim is it's about a foot. Makim shenoisnim. And where was it? It was the same place where they put the muras ha'oif, v'dishun mizbeach ha'primi, v'dishun ha'menorah, which we learned about very recently in Masechtas Me'ilah. Either way, this was the mitzvah of Trumas Hadashah. But the Gemara makes a few comments on the mission. Number one, Umi haviach sadjerois pazara. It says that when the Kehanim were going around to make sure that everything was in order in the Azara, said they were walking along these achsadjerois. So what's an achsadjer? So an achsadjer is usually translated sometimes as a porch, a pavilion. The point is, it's like think of a little lane that has columns, like the old Roman columns. So there was like this little area that went along the border of the Azara with these big columns. Faith the Gemara, that was that in the Beis HaMikdash, umihavi achsadjerois ba'azara, v'atani we learned to the Brisa, v'plezav ben Yaakov oimer, minayin sheinois achsadjerois ba'azara, and you know you're not allowed to make achsadjerois ba'azara. So that was it was very popular in architecture at the time. But the Azara couldn't have one, says Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov in a Brisa, not in a Mishnah. Why? Because Talmud Lemon says in the Pasuk, loisita lecha ashera kol eitz, eitzel mizbach Hashem alekech, and hachi kam, this is the way you read the Pasuk, loisita lecha ashera, that's of course. Not let a plant that Asher next to the Mizbeach. But also, loisita kol eitz eisel mizbach Hashem lekecha. You also not let a plant a tree next to the Mizbeach. Either way, so how could there have been an achsadra? Achsadrois at the time were made from wood. So the assumption is it was made from wood. It falls into the halacha of loisita lecha eitz. It's in the Azara, so it's eisel Mizbeach. So the churit should be a problem. I'm Rav Chizda b'achsadrois shal binyan. There were achsadrois. You had those columns. But it was made out of stone. It wasn't made out of wood. trees are wood, they're not stone. As a result, it has nothing to do with the halacha of leisit lecha kolets. Second ara, hayu baitkin b'holchem. What did they do? So the Mishnah said they were going to inspect, and then it said that they woke up the oisei chavitim. Right? They woke them up to make sure they started making the chavitim. Maybe the chavitim avikdimi. It sounds like the first carbon that was brought was the minchas chavit. So again, there was a minchas chavitim that was brought every day by the Kohen Gadol. It was his personal carbon. Machtzisa ba'boiker u'machtzisa ba'erev. But it sounds like that was the first carbon. Is that true? But how do you know that there was no carbon brought before the Tamat Shal Shachar? Talmud Omer, it says, va'aracho leho ha'oilo, va'amar rabba ha'oilo with the hey ayadiyo, oilo rishayno. The first carbon that was brought was the carbon oilo. So why are they waking up the oisei chavitin? They should be waking up the kohanim that are going to be involved in the carbon oilo. And as we'll see in the coming Mishnais, there were a lot of kohanim that were involved in the carbon oilo. It was a big job. First of all, just bringing all the evarim. It was kulei kolol up the ramp of the mizbeach. So why are they waking up the oisei chavitin? Amar Rav Yehuda, the Gemara says, lohachim chamen l'revicha. That although the first carbon that was brought was the carbon oila, not the minchas chavitin, but there was certain prep that was necessary for the chavitin. They had to stop boiling water, which is not as simple as it is today. So as a result, they had to wake up the oisei chavitin first. So don't be confused, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that they woke up the oisei chavitin first, that means that they brought the minchas chavitin first. Avada not. Ha'oila, oila rishayna, that's Zvachim 101. At the same time, in terms of the Seder, in Masechtas Tamid, where we're talking practically how they made everything work in the Beis HaMikdash, it was actually necessary to wake up the Oisei Chavitim before they woke up the Kehanim that were going to be involved in the Karban Oila, Exhale, Hadron Aloch, B'Shloisha Mikayimah. So just one Ha'ara as it relates, just one Ha'ara as it relates to the Halachos that we just learned. And then we'll learn Mi'atz Hashem another daf. And that is this last line. Va'orach aleha ha'oila. Amar Rabba. Rabba said ha'oila. Oila Rishayna. So again, we're coming towards the conclusion of Seder Kachim. The Kachay Lai Predaschem. And I just think, to chaparayin, some more Kachim raid. So one ha'ara with regards to this halacha. So again, the halacha is that the first carbon that was brought was the carbon oila. How do you know that? It says ha'oila, oila, rishayna. Toysus in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, asks Akasha from a Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim. Mishnah over there says, kol atodr mechaveroi, koidem es chaveroi, hatmidim, koidem el musafim. So on Yontif, where they brought a carbon tamid, and they brought all the musafim that I mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, what did they bring first? First they brought the carbon tamid, then they brought the carbon musaf. Musfei Shabbos, Koidmin, le musfei rosh chaydish. Musfei rosh chaydish, koidmin le musfei rosh hashana. How do you know that? Shenemar milvad oilas haboiker, ashalo oilas hatomid, tasu aseila. And it's mavur in the Gemara. Milvad oilas haboiker, ashalo oilas hatomid, tasu aseila is a limud that says that the first carbon that had to be brought was the carbon tamid. It was tamid, for sure. It came before even other carbonos that were somewhat tamid. In other words, the first carbon that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash was the Tamid Shel Shachar, as the Pasuk says, Muvat Oilas HaBoiker, Asher Lo Oilas HaTamid Tasu HaSeil. It's very Tosakasha. If that's the case, it sounds like we have two drashas in Chazal that teach me the same halacha. Bitzarecher after Gemara in Tamid Chav Ches Amud Beis, which is mentioned in many other places in Shas. Ha'oila oila rishayna. That the first carbon that had to be brought every day was the carbon oila. Then I have another pasuk. Milvat oila saboiker, ashalo oila satome tasu asela. It's freik toisvis tema. Why do I need two psukim to teach me the same halacha that the carbon oila had to be brought first? Toisvis says that the reason you need two psukim is because each pasuk is really teaching me something else. The pasuk milvat oila saboiker, ashalo oila satome, that the Mishnah quotes in Zvachim, Pei Tesam and Aleph, is teaching me that the avoidas hadam of the carbon tamid had to be done before the avodah sadam of other carbonos. The pasuk of ha'oila, oila rishayna, what's the pasuk? Va'arach oleh ha'oila. We're talking about the haktara of the carbon oila. That teaches me that the haktara of the carbon oila had to be done before the haktara of shar carbonos as well. In other words, there were two chalakim of every carbon as far as the avodah goes. There was the avodah sadam. That was the ikar part of the carbon. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. That's the part of the carbon that's ma'akiv. In addition to that, there was also a mitzvah haktara to take certain parts of the animal and to burn it on the mizbeach. For the most part, they were the fats. The fats that are also b'achila, those are the fats that went on the mizbech. The oil was different. It was cool, like kolos. Even the meat, even the kosher meat of the oil went on the mizbech. But the point is, there were two parts. There was the avodas hadam, and then there was the avodas ha'imurim, and then there was the haktara. Nuvat oilas ha'boikash, oilas ha'tamin is talking about the ikar akarov of the carbon. That's the avodas hadam. Says Tosfos, that teaches me that in the morning, which carbon did they shecht first? First they shechted the oilas ha'tamin. That's nuvat oilas ha'boikash. That's the mishnah mesach tzvachim. Ha'oila is referring to the haktara. There was another din that the haktara of the oila, which, by the way, sometimes wasn't done until at night. And at night, when they were now going and being makter, so they have a bunch of karbonas, which one are we going to be makter first? Again, there's a din of ha'oila, oila rishayna. Either way, two dinim in the k'tima of the oila. Number one, in the avodah sadam, b'vat oila sa'boika, shal oila sa'tamin. Number two, in the avodah of the haktara, and they learned out from two different psukim. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Menachos Daf Nun Amud Aleph. And really, it starts with a Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, but the Mishnah is a little bit sasam, and the Gemara in Daf Nun explains the Mishnah with a Chasurei Mechzer of a Hachik Tani. So after the Chasurei Mechzer of a Hachik Tani, this is what the Mishnah says. Lo Hikrivu Keves Baboiker. What happens if the Kohanim didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar? So for whatever reason, they didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. Lo yakrivu ben harbayim. The halach is they should not bring the Tamid Shal ben harbayim. But medvar mamurim zok the Mishnah. When is that true? Shlein neschanich hamizbeach. That's only true if there was never a Tamid Shal Shachar brought on this mizbeach. So it just so happens there's a brand new mizbeach. When did they have new mizbeach? It happened, unfortunately, after the Chanukah story, they had a new mizbeach. So if they have a brand new mizbeach and they never brought the Tamid Shal Shachar, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah, Mem Tesam and Aleph, which is a little unclear, Chasurei Mechzer of a Hachitani, reconstructive surgery, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Loi hikrivu keves baboike le hikrivu meinam arbayim bamedvar mamurim shloi mischanich hamizbeach. Aval mischanich hamizbeach, but if the mizbeach was mischanich already, yakrivu meinam arbayim. So then, even though there's a halacha of the Tamid Shal Shachar is supposed to, of course, be first, but at the same time, if it was mischanich, the mizbeach already, yakrivu meinam arbayim, then they can bring the meinam arbayim. Then the Mishnah, the Gemara brings a shitas Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon argued, Rav Shimon has a different mahalach in the sugya. But either way, what's the halacha? Loi hikrivu keves baboiker, because loi neschanich hamizbeach adayin, the halacha is that they couldn't bring the Tamid Shal ben Arbayim. If this was a mizbeach they've been using, but for whatever reason they couldn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, so then you're allowed to bring the Tamid Shal ben Arbayim. So even though the first carbon that was supposed to be brought was the oila, but not just any oila, milvad oila sabayker. It was supposed to be the oila sabayker. It was supposed to be the Tamid Shal Shachar. If they didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, it's okay to bring the Tamid Shal ben Arbayim. What do you mean? If they didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, you're violating milvad oila sabayker shel oila satamid. So to sugi mesachtes menachos mem tes daf nun b'chayikus shemim the chacham. The bottom line is okay, but there is a time that it's not okay. You want to know when it's not okay? Even liyikuva, it's not okay. It's not okay if they never brought the Tamid Shal Shachar. If they never brought the Tamid Shal Shachar, then the halacha is you were not allowed to bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. I'm going to tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Hartzvi in his Sefer Al Hashas on Mesechtes Menachos in this sugya right here, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I think we spoke this out once. It's actually a whole simon. Simon Kuf Chaf in Eruch Hayim. Simon 120, Jewish number. In Eruch Hayim. Uboy Sif Echad. It's one line. Oimrim Ritzei B'chol HaTfilos. We say Ritzei by all Tfilos. Udoloi Ka'oysam Shenoyagin Shaloi La'oimrim B'mincha. We say Ritzei by all Tfilos. And that, not like the people that have a minig, that they say Ritzei, but they don't say Ritzei by Mincha. Apparently, there was a minig that there were people that didn't say Ritzei by Mincha. So when they daven Shachris, they said Ritzei. They daven Ma'ariv, they said Ritzei. Mincha, they didn't say Ritzei. And there's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch. Simon 120 in Aruch. It's one line, the whole simon. This is managed the whole simon. Oimrim Ritzei b'chol ha'tfilois, udoloi ka'oysim shenoyegim shaloi b'oimrim v'mincha. So what did they do? That minig says in Mishabrura, dahainu, shehein maschilim mi v'ishe Yisrael. So they start v'ishe Yisrael. V'ishe Yisrael was filosam bahavas sekabo berotzen. That's the way that they daven mincha. Now, as it relates to V'ishe Yisrael, the last Tosfos in Masechtas Menachos, three pshatim in the Mishnah Berurah, the inkam mekayim mo laharach. It's an arichas gedoyla, but not for now. The Teferis Shloima, the Radomski Rebbe, the Teferet Shloima, in a small piece after Parshas Vayechi, Be'inyan Rish Chodesh, on the Tefillah Mizbeach Chodosh, Betzio in Tochen. Again, we've spoken about this, Raid Bites, I think. The Inka Mekoy Melaharech. But either way, apparently there was a minik in Klal Yisrael where people by Tefillah Mincha, they would skip the line, Ritzei Hashem Alekedem Amchi Yisrael, Vizfilosam Shei, Vahoshev Es Vavoydu Lidvir Beisach. And they would start from the Isha Yisrael. And obviously, this minik is Tzorechi in God. The Rashba already brings this minik. And the Rashba in the Tshuva says he heard about such a minik, he has no idea what Pshat in this minik is. Says Rav Hersh Pesach, he said, I heard from an Adam God. He told me a tremendous charifus, maybe to say pshat. He said, what's the pshat? When we say, Ritzei Hashem Alekidim Amchi Yisrael, V'hoshev Esu Avoid L'dir V'esech, we're asking the Eveshto that he should bring back the Avoid. Right now, build the Beis HaMikdash, we should be able to do the Avoid. You'd have any mincha. If the Beis HaMikdash would be built in the afternoon, the Beis HaMikdash, B'mheiru B'yameiru, would be built 2 o'clock this afternoon, would we be able to do the Avoid? We wouldn't be able to do the Avoid. You know why? Because to do the Avoid, you need a Mizbeach. And there's a din that's ma'akiv in Mizbeach that you have to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar first. That's ma'akiv. If you had a Mizbeach that you were mechanach already, it's not ma'akiv to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. You could bring the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayah. But if you were never mechanach the Mizbeach, ein minchanchen es ha-Mizbeach elo b'tamid shal shachar. Has to be the oilas ha-Tamid, but not just any oilas ha-Tamid. Da'afkid ha-Tamid shal shachar, which means that the Beis HaMikdash would be built in the afternoon, they would not be able to do the avodah. So what are you davening? V'hoshev es ha-avodah l'dvir beisecha. Return the avodah. You wouldn't be able to do the avodah right now. It's too late. Being that it's too late, so at this point, it's already not going to be Negeya. He brings that he found in the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. So the Beis Yosef says in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim that when you get Mafta Yoina, so if you win the pious and you say Mafta Yoina, so the nusach of the Haftorah, so what do you say? Allah Torah of Allah Voida, right? The brachis that you say after the Haftorah, says the Beis Yosef that he saw a minik that says Ein Loimer B'Mincha Allah Torah V'Allah Avoida. Why? What was Pshana that minik? So he said he heard the Beis Yosef says that Pshana this minik was Mishum Dekvar Posko Avoida Shoshach. It's a quote of the Beis Yosef. Says, "Do azam minig." He's not masking to me. But it's a fahana azam minig in Klal Yisrael that they skip the words ala toira of ala voida by the haftoira of mincha on Yom Kippur. By the mafti yoina, they skip the words ala toira of ala voida. And at first glance, it's tamua. Right, it's Tamua. What's Pasha Pshat? So if Hesh Pesach said, you know what the Pshat is? What meaning? What does the Beis Yosef mean? Shekvar Pasko Avoyda Shel Shachar. It means because the Avoyda of Yom Kippur was already done. But prepared for Hesh Pesach, it's very nice the Avoyda of Yom Kippur was done. But they still have to do Avoyda in the afternoon. They had to bring the Tamash Ben Arbaim. The Tamash Ben Arbaim was brought on Yom Kippur. So why? What do you mean Kvar Pasko Avoyda? So he says, could be that's the Pshat. I've added in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Tamash Ben Arbaim. But we don't have a Tamash Ben Arbaim. So we say Allah Torah Val Avoyda, it's more of a tefillah. It's similar to V'Hoshev Es Avoyda Lidvir Beisecha. There'd be no Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim if the Beis HaMikdash was built Yom Kippur in the afternoon because they didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. Tamid Shal Shachar has to be born in the morning and it's ma'akiv in the Mizbech. At this point, it would already be too late. So what are you telling me? You're telling me because of the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, you can't bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim if you don't have the Tamid Shal Shachar. In other words, Rav Tzvi Pesach was telling Tzu this minig that the Mechaber brings in Arichayim, Simen Kuf Chav, not to say Ritzei by Mincha, to that minig that the Beis Yosef brings in Simen Tov Reish Chav Beis in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, not to say Allah Torah of Allah Voida by Mafta Yoin of Milch. What do the two have to do with each other? Because could be based on this sugya that the oilo had to be first, but not just the oilo. The oilas atomid when it comes to chinuch hamizbeach. Either way, that's Rav Tzvi Pesach. But he says another hara. He says a dover nifla ad lamoid. And just to come a little full circle, the imbeis medrash b'lei kama chedushim. And that is that we spoke so much through the dafin of Seder Kachim about the controversy that happened in the 1800s with Rav Tzvi Hersh Kalischer. Rav Tzvi Hersh Kalischer was a Talmid Rav Kiva Eiger, and he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and to bring a Karban Pesach. He wanted to bring a Karban. He wanted to do it from a halachic standpoint. He thought it was feasible, and to the extent it's feasible, let's do it. He also wanted to do it more from a hashkafic, an idealistic standpoint, because he felt that if the Yidden would go up to Eretz Yisrael and they would make hishtadlus to bring a carbon, it would be ma'ir the geula, and Mashiach would come. Either way, it created a firestorm amongst the Paiskin. The original tshuvas that Reb Tzvi Hirschkal wrote with his Grace Rebbe Reb Kiv Eger, and his tshuvas Reb Kiv Eger wrote back, it's printed in the new tshuvas Reb Kiv Eger, the gray one, Chelek Hey. There's a few tshuvas from Reb Kiv Eger back to Reb Tzvi Hirschkal. There's a tshuva that the Chassam Sofer wrote to Reb Kiv Eger about this that's printed in Yerideya Simon Reish Lamed Vav, the first tshuva in Binyan Tzion from the Baal Arach Laner. Either way, the Gedolei Gedolei Yisrael all participated in this tumult, this controversy. Is it possible from a halachic standpoint to bring the carbon Pesach b'zman hazeh? One of the gedolim that wrote a tshuva on this tumul was Reb Tzvi Hirschkayes. And Reb Tzvi Hirschkayes, when he wrote the tumul, he said that one thing is clear, that the only carbon that would be negeya to bring is the carbon Pesach. There's no other carbon you can bring. The only carbon you can bring is the carbon Pesach. He said, why? He said, it's basic arithmetic, because we're all tamei today. We're Tomei, because we're Tomei Tomas Meis. Anyone that came in contact with a Meis, B'magah, B'masa, B'oil, he's Tomei. And the only way to become Tahar from Tomas Meis is Zois Chukas HaTaira. What's the halacha? He needs the Paraduma. We don't have a Paraduma. And because we don't have a Paraduma, every single year is Becheskas that he's Tomei Tomas Meis. If you're Tomei, you can't eat Kachin, you can't do the Avoida. So really, this whole Shmuz should be then on arrival. Narvaz, there's a halacha, psuka, tumah hotcha betzibur. Tumah tchuyah betzibur. The Rambam Paskins, tumah tchuyah betzibur. And because tumah tchuyah betzibur, it's for that reason, even though Klai Yisrael is tamei, if Reiv of Klai Yisrael is tamei, it's doicha the laws of tumah. But it's only true betzibur. So he said, it's pasher of Tzvi Hirschkayes that it would only be nageya to bring a carbon tzibur. He said, but there really is a problem. Because how could you bring a carbon tzibur? The carbon tzibur had to be paid for by the tzibur. How did the tzibur participate? How did they contribute in bringing the same carbon? That was the machzis hashekel. The purpose of the mach, what we do today, is a remez ben benoy shel remez for what was once upon a time the real mitzvah. The mitzvah machzis hashekel was every single yid contributed to all the karbanos tzibur. He had a chelik in it because he gave with his machzis hashekel ha'asher layar bevadal layamin. He had a schus in every single tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arba'im, all the musafim, the ka'elis. Had he have a chelik in it? He had a chelik in it because he was mishnatif with his machzis hashekel. If you don't give machzis hashekel, or if there is no machzis hashekel, there can't be a carbon tzibur. Said Reb Tzvi Hirschkayes, the only carbon tzibur that wasn't financed by the machzis hashekel was the carbon Pesach. So said Reb Tzvi Hirschkayes, that let's get one thing clear, that this whole tumul is only going to be negay. He says, pasha, it's only going to be negay the carbon Pesach. Because again, it has to be a carbon tzibur, because you have to rely on the halach of tumah hotcha betzibur, tumah tchuyah betzibur. Every carbon tzibur, with the exception of the carbon Pesach, requires machzis hashekel. We don't have machzis hashekel. Reb Tzvi Hirschkalusha wasn't going to create machzis hashekel. We don't have it. So there was going to be no machzis hashekel. As a result, it was negated. The carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach has dinim of a carbon tzibur, but it wasn't paid for by the machzis hashekel. Each family, Selu Beis Avos, brought their own animal. As a result, it would only be negated the carbon Pesach. Now, it's interesting, because the Aruch Laner, in his Binyan Tzion and the Nitziv, they both said the same thing that Reb Tzvi Hirschkayes said. They also both said that the only carbon that would have been a geya to bring would have been the carbon Pesach. But they were mechavin l'dover echa, but they came from a different angle. They came from the angle, because there's a pasuk in the Teuchach that says, v'loi oriach es riach nichaychachem. It's a pasuk in Parashas Bichu Kaisai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm not going to smell the riach nichaychach. Hot the Nitziv and the Aruch Laner Gezak, that how could you bring a carbon? A carbon has to be reach nichayach. And Hashem already said, it's a klala. But Hashem said, lo yoreach es reach nichayachachem. And they were medayik, that if you go through all the psukim in the Torah, there's one carbon where the Torah never says reach nichayach. You know which carbon? The carbon Pesach. And being that it doesn't say reach nichayach by the carbon Pesach, it would only be negated to bring the carbon Pesach. Because only by the carbon Pesach do we not have the klala of lo yoreach es reach nichayachachem. Either way, that was the Netziv and the Binyan Tziv. But Reb Tzvi Hirschkayes came from another angle. He said that the reason it has to be the carbon Pesach, because it has to be a carbon tzibur, that's not financed by the machzis hashekel. Zok Reb Hirsch Pesach, that if that's the case, we have Reb Tzvi Hirschkalusha, Reb Tzvi Hirschkayes, and Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank, just to hold the cheshbon. So either way, he said Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, that l'chayra, it's a pella to me. He says it doesn't work. He said, why? Because if you're telling me that you can't bring a noila, Why can't you bring a carbon oila? Even though tumah hutra mitzibah, tumah tchuyah mitzibah, because you need a machzah shekel. Then how are you going to bring a carbon pesach? There's a halacha ein min chanchiras amizbeach ela be oila. And which oila? The tumah shel shachar. You couldn't even bring the tumah shel bein arabayim without bringing the tumah shel shachar. That's why some people don't even say ritzay by mincha. What's vashiv is avoid. You can't do the avoid in the afternoon. The basement just built 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no avoid today. We're going to have to wait until tomorrow. So if that's the case, vasak rav tzvi erschai is that it had to be the pesach. It's a great cheshbon, but he says it's such a good cheshbon that I think it kills everything. That means the whole shmuz is dead on arrival. If the Maratzchias is right that you couldn't bring the oila, even the oila tzibur, even the tamid shal shachar, that had to be the carbon pesach. You need a mizbeach to bring the carbon pesach. You need a zrika. For that, you need a mizbeach. I mean, even a zrika shalai b'mkaymai needs a mizbeach. So where exactly are you bringing the carbon pesach? You need a mizbeach. The mizbeach fathers a tamid shal shachar. On a tamid shal shachar, you can't have a mizbeach. Ein min chanchenes a mizbeach, ela the tamid shal shachar. Either way, Reb Tzvi Erschayes has Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Now I'm getting confused. Has an arichas. He has 5 pages on this, but I'll just tell you the haschalas advarim. He shtels su a gemara. This is so geshmak. He shtels su a gemara mesechtes psachim daf nun tesam and aleph. The gemara over there discusses that the carbon pesach was the last carbon that was brought every day. So every I'm sorry. On Erev Pesach. The last carbon that was brought Erev Pesach was the carbon Pesach. Now, the truth is, it was even brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Now, just like there was Halacha, Oilai Rishonim, that the first carbon that was brought was the Tamid Shel Shachar, there was also Halacha that the last carbon that was brought every day was the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara says, Oleo Hashlim Kolar Karbonis. If that's the case, fake the Gemara, how could you bring the carbon Pesach after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? L'chayra, there's a Halacha of Oleo Hashlim Kolar Karbonis. Zok the Gemara. Oleo Hashlim Kolar Karbonis is an Aseh. Carbon Pesach is also an Aseh. But Oleo Hashlim Kolar Karbonis is an ordinary Aseh. Carbon Pesach is an asei sheyesh by karis. Yovei asei sheyesh by karis. V'yidcha asei she'em by karis. Either way, says Reb Tzvi Pesach, that it could be that just like the Gemara says that the asei sheyesh by karis, which is carbon Pesach, can be doichad asei she'em by karis oleo hashlim kolak karbonos with regards to the tamid shel bein arbayim. It could be you could say the same thing that even though there's a halacha of ein mechanchin es hamizbeach ela b'tamid shel shachar, and that's also learned out from a pasuk in the sugya of Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. But just like we say with regards to the assay, that Yovei assay sheyesh bekoris v'yidcha assay. So too, maybe you'd be able to bring the carbon Pesach. You know why? Because Yovei assay sheyesh bekoris the carbon Pesach v'yidcha assay of the Esakeves Hasheni Tasa Ben Arbaim, which is the makar that the Gemara brings that the first carbon on every mizbeach had to be the Tamid Shel Shachar. We will end here.